So first of all, thanks to all of you for being here. A special thanks to Michael Worster for inviting me to read tonight. And I'm going to ask that you hold applause till the end. Thanks. I'd like to read three poems. The first is titled All Against All, and it's a poem for the spring. The war returns, not to reality, but consciousness. A vigorous unclenching of frigid stiffnesses long clenched with cold, and greets again the ear with clamorous struggle. The thrush, emboldened by its own forgetfulness, for it does not recall how many thrushes have defended this same tree, is Homer to itself. It knows how swiftly bashful feats are lost to Lethe, and, frightened of oblivion, proclaims its wizened novelty. A god calling out to gods, it warbles, fencing its domain. These havoc cries that flush the verdant year will slumber yet. For now, they please the ear. The second poem is titled Vulcanism 2. If you know your Pindar, you might recognize some of the scenery. Typhus quivers for fear of Zeus, but we fear Typhus most. We know what heat, what flame spouts from the bowels of his agony, what smoke he breathes into our sky. His name has earned our terror. Sacrifice to Zeus, then, if you will. Beseech his favor. Plead with him for gold. Perhaps you will induce his charity. But such is not our need. We love that we have known, and we have known darkness contoured by flame, the angry glare of Typhus' eye. We have known smoke, the groan of Typhus wrung with pain that rasps the air. In Syracuse, perhaps, gold fires the night, but in Aetna, we love stifled light. And the final poem that I'd like to read is entitled Pindaric 3. It's a poem in honor of Creusa, the first of Pius Aeneas's three wives. Felicity, it is not you whose absence the turbid fates decreed. Then show yourself, unclench my tongue, rigorous from disuse. Pour from this mouth a song to soothe the air that seethes with grief, that rends itself to mourn Creusa, she who followed far behind, the wife who vanished wraith-like into night. How did it happen? I imagine it like this. Aeneas and Aulis walked ahead, trailing, for so her husband bid. Creusa was one moment there, one moment not. It was not death, the laggard god, who took her life. He came, but she was gone already, fated by her own resolve. She glimpsed her future as impediment. That was enough to sway her. Silently, she knew Aeneas' need, saw Dido and Lavinia. She saw one other, too, a stranger's face. There is a void where once she was. I live within Creusa's hollow. From here I watch proud Ilium in flames. That's all. Thank you. And next will be Nick Romeo, or Romeo.